All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. This is the last tournament we're doing this month. We'll see you back here with more tournament in November. Let's get started. Hi, guys. Annie, so good to see you. I guess she's not ready to share a secret with anyone else for now. Part of me wishes she would, but I can't deny that it makes me feel somewhat special. I'm meeting up with Nova here in a minute, but since I knew you guys were here, I decided to arrive a couple minutes early to say hi. And let me say, I love your top. Thank you. Penny picked it out for me when we went to the mall the other day. Ah, you couldn't have a better stylist than her. That color looks absolutely stunning on you. Well, I don't want to be the only one without a compliment, but I have to say, I absolutely love your hair, Annie. Thanks, I like them too. Now I feel kind of bad for having to leave. Don't be. Nova's going to be here any minute now, so no worries. And besides, I already knew you were about to leave. You're going to Echabar, right? Yeah, Penny Grimm and I. We're going to a small village called Hollowbrook, where there have been reports of NPCs going rogue. Rogue how? What do we know about it? Only that some villagers have been acting strangely lately. Apparently they started hunting down anyone, be it a player or another NPC who uses magic, claiming it's the work of the devil. Then there have been reports of them burning people alive, accusing them of vampirism or witchcraft. It's oddly fitting for a medieval server, isn't it? It might be, but that's not the expected behavior for NPCs in Echabar. Everyone is allowed to use magic there, so this conduct is entirely irrational. Interesting. Do you think we'll learn anything about how to free the NPCs from Ulysses' influence? I certainly hope so. I was already disturbed by how poorly people treated NPCs sometimes, but after what Grimm discovered from Alex's father the other day, even more so. We've got to save them. We have to gather the 10 gems and liberate the NPCs from whatever Eternum is. You can say that again. Are you sure you don't want to join us, Annie? An eerie village in the middle of nowhere inhabited by menacing dwellers who murder magic users? No, thank you. I've already had my fill of frights for this week. Fair enough. Well, ready to go, Luna? Penny texted me that she was heading home as well. Sure thing. Let's not keep her waiting. It was nice seeing you, Annie. Tell Nova I said hello. Will do. Huh? Luna abruptly withdraws her hand, her eyes wide with surprise as she stands frozen in place. For fuck, Luna? Are you alright? Looney, are you okay? What happened? Yeah, I'm okay. What'd you see? I saw just an ordinary day. See? What are you guys talking about? Nothing, sorry. Just that sometimes I get these dizzy spells. I gotta go. I still have to pass by my dad's cafe before logging in. I'll catch you in Echabar, Grimm. Sure. See you later, guys. Luna quickly exits the cafe. That was odd. Did she have a vision? And if so, what did she see? I've gotta ask her later. Is she gonna be okay? I'm a bit worried. Yeah, no worries. It's happened to her before. Nothing to be concerned about, really. Well, in that case, I'm more reassured. I guess I should head out as well. I don't want to keep Luna and Penny waiting. Have fun with Nova. I will. Give my best to Penny when you see her, too. Penny, you literally see each other and have dinner together every day, but I haven't had a chance to catch up with her since yesterday. Promise me you'll give her my best? All right, I will. Take care, Annie. See you later, and best of luck. Later. Sometime later. Alright, equipment ready. Luna should have invited me by now. I'll admit, it's almost a pity to play a tournament on a sunny day. Okay, never mind, I forgot we live in Creden. Sunny moments are as rare as they are brief. Well, it is what it is. Better now than tomorrow evening, considering I have to go to the studio with Penny after school. And to be honest, knowing that it's raining in the real world adds a certain ambience. Can I even continue calling it the real world? I suppose I can, right? I might not have fully processed William's revelation yet, but one thing's crystal. We gotta gather these 10 gems, and I sure as hell ain't handing them over to him or the founder.
Connected. Welcome back to Eternum. You've received an invitation from Luna.
Right on time.
Would you like to join her session?
Yes, ma'am.
Please prepare to connect.
Thank you.
Ah, it feels good to be back. So good. The Ekabar server always has this inexplicable feel-good aura, even though today's visit isn't supposed to be the most pleasant of experiences. Which is precisely why having Calypso's help today would have been awesome, damn it. But... really? In this cave in the middle of nowhere? Indeed. It fulfills all the necessary requisites. So you're meant to stay here, meditating? The Alaracil is a ritual perfected by our people over generations. It aids us in channeling all our magic towards a specific objective. Through this, I believe I shall finally be able to find my way back to Hyrolar. I have deferred my search for far too long. And you need to be alone? I must remain in complete isolation with no company but my own. For how long? It is uncertain. It may span days or perhaps weeks. Weeks? Once you leave this cave, I shall commence the ritual. Under no circumstances must you disturb me or disrupt the proceedings. Do you understand? Damn. Well, if you think you can find your homeland through this, we won't disturb you, don't worry. Will you be safe all on your own, though? Ekabar can be treacherous. Do not fret for me. I have yet to encounter a potential threat to my person in any of the worlds we have visited. And moreover, I doubt your presence would alter the outcome in combat. Hey, you know I'm no ordinary human. Who knows? I might even surprise you. Regardless, I shall commence now. If all proceeds according to plan, the next time we meet, I shall have reclaimed my throne. Remember, do not disturb me under any circumstances. We won't, my princess. I wish you the utmost success. So yeah, I better not disturb her. Grim! You turn around to see Luna at the other side of the river. Hey there! Come this way, the village is up north. On it. Oh, I'm relieved to see you're all right. I was kind of worried after what went down at the cafe with Annie. I guess that what happened was partly on me, too. Oh, don't worry. You seriously didn't do anything wrong. I just forgot who I was for a moment and, well, this is why I always wear gloves in the real world. What did you see, though? You're usually so calm, so seeing you that rattled threw me off. Was it something bad? Is Annie in danger? No, not at all. She's fine, really. I just got startled because I wasn't expecting it. But like I said, my visions are random and I can't control what I see. I just saw an ordinary day in Annie's future. Nothing to worry about. Oh, well, you put me at ease then. She's clearly hiding something. I might ask her about it again at a better time. You know, changing the subject, I love your look. Very Van Helsing-esque. Oh, thanks. I prepared 3 hunter outfits for the 3 of us. I have one too? Yes, do you want to try it? I'll send it to your inventory. You bet I do. Luna gives you your new outfit and turns her back on you. So, do we know the exact location of this village? That's what I'm trying to determine right now. If I'm not mistaken, Hollowbrook should be beyond that small hill, about a 20-minute walk from this exit portal. Ah, not too far from here, that's good. Our meeting point was supposed to be right at the village entrance, so Penny might already be waiting for us there. Let's not keep her waiting then. I think I'm ready. What do you think? It looks pretty cool, doesn't it? You look so badass. I was worried I might have picked the wrong size, but it seems not. It fits you like a glove. Oh boy, I feel like a hunter already. What's our cover, vampire slayers? I'll explain more when we find Penny, but I thought of telling them we're indeed hunters from another village that was also attacked by vampires. And that we're there to assist the villagers, essentially. That sounds good. We can use this cover to find out how it all began and what triggered their erratic behavior. They even killed real players not too long ago, so we should be extra careful. Interesting. They could be the key to free all the NPCs from Ulysses' control. And remember, no magic. They might mistake us for foes, too. No magic. Gotcha. Are you ready? I'm ready! Monster Hunters Luna Hernandez and the Grimlord are setting off on a thrilling new adventure in Hollowbrook. Follow me. Few minutes later. Following a brief stroll in the forest, you and Luna unexpectedly come upon a village nestled in the heart of the woods. Shit, it's gotta be this. Yes, this has to be Hollowbrook, but it looks abandoned. I like abandoned villages. When I began to play Eternum, there was one I liked to visit a lot. It had an old barn where I liked to hide. I even became friends with a cow. God, she's adorable. This one looks especially decrepit, though. Do you think we're too late? Did the vampires kill everyone? I hope not. Suddenly, Penelope appears at the doorway of the nearest house and starts enthusiastically waving her hand for you to come closer. Penny! Wait, that's Penny, right? Yep. I could recognize those hips from a mile away. We're coming. You step inside as Penelope promptly closes the door behind you. Good to see you, Penny.
Silence.
What?
Shh. Keep your voice down. We don't know who could be watching us.
Watching us? I arrived a bit earlier than we agreed to scout the surroundings, and this whole village gives off an eerie vibe that I don't like. I have this strange sense like I was being watched. We have to be careful.
Oh, I see.
I also found some footprints on the road leading to the South Forest that appear to be from a rather big canine, so be cautious. She arrived a bit earlier to scout, eh? And I thought she was hitting the mall.
Heh, who would have thought Penelope would get so into a turnip? She's been playing even more than me lately.
And I gotta say, I love it. It makes her even sexier.
Looking good, Grim.
You look badass, I dig it.
Aw, thanks. You look fantastic as well. I'm with Grim on this one.
Thanks, guys. I'm really loving this outfit, too. It's a gift from someone with a remarkable hidden talent for fashion. I just went for bolder colors for your outfit. I thought you'd like it.
I'm in love with it.
Luna should become the official stylist of the team. I passed on all my knowledge. She's the master now.
I'm all for it.
Everyone knows that in video games and, well, by extension, parallel astral realities, the only stat that truly matters for an outfit is how good it looks. I only had 2 silver swords, though, so we'll have to share.
No worries. I'll probably use mine only as a prop.
I've never had sword practice, so magic would be my go-to if we run into danger. Just remember, no magic unless it's completely, absolutely necessary. We can't afford to blow our cover. That's assuming there's even an NPC left alive in the village, of course. We should aim for the town center. If there's anyone alive, they'll likely be there.
Yep, we should check it out before nightfall. The sun's setting soon.
Good idea. Alright then, we've got our plan. Time to hunt down those bloody vampires.
Is this the center of the village already?
I believe so, yeah.
It's a rather small settlement.
True, I doubt there were more than 300 people living here.
Should we start going through houses one by one? Maybe we'll find someone this way.
An intense chill runs down your spine. This sensation again, like in the Western server. As if I could sense the danger.
Grim?
That won't be necessary.
What?
Searching each house. Looks like they found us already.
Huh?
4 men suddenly descend with swift, graceful precision from the roof of a nearby building.
You don't belong here, outsiders. The sun is about to set. Leave now if you value your lives.
We're hunters, just like you. Our village was ravaged by vampires a long time ago. We've come to ensure you don't suffer the same fate.
Magic is a malevolent force, a temptation from the devil in this world. It is present everywhere. Seek your battles elsewhere. We'll manage here.
Are you all hunting the demons?
Those who couldn't wield a blade or run fast enough left us long ago. Few of us remain.
So you're all from Hollowbrook?
Why don't you abandon the town? We won't rest until those abominations have been eradicated. The Lord watches over us in our pursuit.
Why did the attacks begin?
When did the attacks begin, rather?
How many of...
Enough questions. Leave before night is upon us.
He's on the defensive. We should help them to dispatch the demons. They'll probably be more open to our questions after.
There has to be something that triggered their abnormal behavior, and we need to discover what.
I insist. Let us help you in this hunt.
All right, suit yourself. But know this, if you fall, your remains will feed the swine come dawn. You won't receive a proper burial.
I understand. This is certainly not the warm welcome I was expecting.
About the women. They must seek shelter inside the inn with the rest of them.
What? We're also hunters.
Only men can be hunters.
Maybe in Hollowbrook, but where we're from, it's a different story.
Oh yeah? And what do you expect to do when a 250-pound mongrel tries to rip your leg off?
Oh shit, so that's where the howls we've been hearing come from.
I'm sure we'll manage one way or another.
And if we don't, well, we'll face the music.
Bah! Do as you like. Just don't bring those cursed creatures to the town or we will treat you no differently than them. We won't. So where can we find them? Head east to the old crypt of the Lord of Hellebrook. That's where those bloodsuckers like to hang out. We've tried to smoke them out a few times, but they're slippery vermin. As for the mutts, well, they're somewhere out west. Couldn't tell you exactly where. Mutts. Do you mean werewolves? You can call them whatever you want. In the end, they're all just demons that need to be butchered like the beasts that they are. Of course. I understand the situation. By dawn, there won't be any demons left standing. Anything else we should know? You don't have a weapon. There's a sword in the first house past the chapel. If you're curious about what happens to the dogs who get too close, they're in the same spot. Vampires, on the other hand, simply turn to ashes when the sun kisses them. I appreciate it. I'll check it out. Good luck. Excuse me, good luck. Well, vampires and werewolves. This is getting better and better by the moment. This would actually be great for Halloween, but unfortunately we are doing Arrowgate that month, or this month, rather. I think it's cool. Really? Absolutely. I've always been captivated by stories about vampires and lycanthropes. Your enthusiasm is infectious, I'll admit it. Okay, so what's the plan? I suggest we split up. It increases our chances of finding the monsters. Are you sure? Will you be able to handle something like that all alone? Oh, definitely, trust me. I've been honing my skills and making great progress with my magic. Well, alright, but if you're planning to use magic to keep out of sight from the villagers, how should we split up? I'll take on the vampires. If they're as elegant as the legends go, I want to witness it firsthand. Oh, I'll go find the werewolves then. I've always felt more comfortable around animals than people anyway. Damn, no one can say you're hesitant, that's for sure. Alright, I guess that settles it. I'll stay in town, gather intel, maybe even find some clues. Or maybe the creatures decide to attack the town at night, so it's probably better if one of us stays around. That sounds good. Let's meet again here in 4 hours. Okay, let's do that. But promise me, be careful. Don't worry, a couple of low-level monsters are no threat to us. She's right. You be careful. I will. I will. 4 hours, everyone. 4 hours and we all rendezvous here. Yes. Deal. Ah, splitting up again. It's always worked well before, yeah? I guess I have to trust them, though. We're a team, and I can't be everywhere at once. I should do my part. Let's start checking out the house that man mentioned. It should be this one. Holy fuck. These are the werewolves? They revert to their human forms after dying, I guess. Jesus, they mutilated and burned their corpses. Or at least, I hope they were already dead when they burned them. My god, I better investigate the rest of the village. I feel like the sooner we leave this place, the better. Sometime later. Ugh. It hasn't even been 2 hours and I've already scoured the entire village. It's like a ghost town except for a couple of houses. And what's worse is trying to talk to the few villagers left is like talking to a brick wall. I should have stuck with the girls. It's like Castlevania 2, they always say the same thing over and over again. I don't like being alone with my thoughts for so long. I'm much happier when I don't overthink what I do and just go with the flow. Maybe I should try to find them. I'd probably be way more useful out there than here. But what if the monsters attack the town while I'm away? You know what? Let's leave it to chance. I think I have a coin around here somewhere. Aha! Alright, let fate decide whether I should go and find them or not. I go help them if I get... heads. If I get tails, I stay in town. Heads! Well, it's decided. I'll go find them. I won't be the one to go against fate. Now the big question. Should I head east or west? Vampires or werewolves? The werewolves, and we got vampires. The werewolves, and we got vampires. Let's go with werewolves first, and then the vampires.
Let's go find Luna. Werewolves seem way more menacing. I'm sure Penny will be able to charm the vampires. The werewolves, though, some extra help won't hurt, I'm sure. Alright then, let's wrap up this whole thing before it gets too late. Speaking of, you know, since this is really good for October, this particular server and what they're doing, we might go ahead and sneak some episodes of Eternum in anyway, because it feels like it would be the perfect time of year to do something with werewolves and vampires. It just feels like it. And we're going to be done in less than 10 minutes. So, yeah. I think I am going to slide this in just because we're in this particular server. I think it would be good. If we were in the New World server, well, that would probably be better for, I guess, the next month. But yeah, we'll see. Standing up. All right, then, let's wrap up this whole thing before it gets too late. It's easy to forget that it's still Thursday and there's still school tomorrow. So let's get moving. After walking through the woods for a while, you finally come across the ruins of an old fortress. Damn, look at this castle. I mean, it's clear it's seen better days, but its former glory still shines through. I wonder if Luna also found this place. Without the luminous spell she taught me, I would have been completely lost in these woods. There's something off about this place, though. There are lit torches everywhere, so this can't be the monster's hideout. There have to be humans nearby. Also, there seem to be chests scattered around. It almost looks like they were begging me to plunder their content. Looks like a classic basic trap, if you ask me. Probably bandits waiting to catch unsuspecting travelers on the road. Or just a regular game. A single path through the valley, all surrounded by towering structures. Yep, perfect for an ambush. Furthermore, the main wall and its gate are still in pretty good condition, which would make a hypothetical attack easy to defend. The whole place is simply too quiet not to be a trap. Damn it, could Luna have fallen victim to this place? What if the bandits have taken her captive? Fuck, there are dozens of doors in the main courtyard. Could they have stashed her inside? Or perhaps she was captured and taken elsewhere? Fuck, this place is too big, I'll never find her. God damn it, what should I do? Okay, let's calm down and think this through. Luna might seem adorable, but she's actually quite powerful. She wouldn't have let herself be captured without a fight. I'll go down there and try to spot any signs of... Grim? Yes! What? What? Luna! Oh, Jesus, you're okay. Thank goodness. How did you manage to escape from the bandits? Bandits? What bandits? Yeah, for some reason I assumed you'd been captured by a group of thugs. I'm not sure why. But in any case, I'm relieved to see you're all right. Thanks, I'm glad to see you too. How did you find me so fast? Well, you're quite noisy. And the luminous spell you cast can actually be spotted from a mile away. Oh, yeah, that's fair. I definitely can't say the same about you. You're quieter than a black cat on a moonlit rooftop. But why are you here? I thought you were supposed to stay in Hollowbrook. I know, but then I thought you'd be in danger on your own, so I came your way to lend a hand. Oh, thank you. Although I should be all right. I've faced tougher things in Eternum. Have you ever run into a werewolf in Ichabar before? I haven't, but I've heard some tales. Actually, let's go back a little bit. I missed you, so I decided to come your way. I don't know, playing a turn without you isn't the same. Oh, thank you. I miss you too when you're not around. The feeling is definitely mutual. Sorry if I've been more distant lately between my dad's cafe and the upcoming exams. I've barely had any free time. No worries, both Annie and Dolly have been hitting the books like crazy too whenever they weren't in Eternum. I should have more chill time once these exams are over. We can hang out more then. If you want, I'd love to. Cool, I'll text you. Looking forward to it. But anyway, let's focus on the werewolves for now. Oh, for sure, can't wait to face off against a real werewolf! Well, if they're even real. I mean, I haven't really seen anything strange on my way here, have you? Maybe, but there's no vampires either. Maybe it's all part of a collective hysteria story spun from too much meat and wild imaginations. Well, there is something of that, I'm sure. Excuse me, we're gonna try that again? Well, there is something of that, I'm sure. Even if it's not werewolves, there's definitely some big stuff roaming around here. Do you see that courtyard? Yeah, I was looking at it before.
I sent the ally summon to do a quick flyby and reported back some seriously hefty footprints over there. Well, we can't really leave without investigating the area, so there's only one way to go if you ask me. Let's make our way to the courtyard and then back to Hollowbrook? Reaching this place took me longer than expected. Penny might be on her way back, too. Sounds good. Just be careful when descending this wall. The rocks are quite slippery. Gotcha. You and Luna carefully climb down the steep slope that leads to the fortress entrance. This place is so quiet. Yeah, and that freaks me out so much. Keep an eye out. You make your way to the courtyard you spotted earlier, yet you encounter nothing but dust and silence. Nothing. Perhaps the werewolves are gone for good? Or maybe they were captured by a group of poachers, and then abandoned. Could be. You hear a noise coming from behind you. Hey, what happened? I heard something. Maybe the wind? No, we're not alone here. Let's check inside. Inside, are you sure? Yes, if there really are monsters here, there's something I need to see. All right then, but stay close. We don't know what kind of traps we might find. Did you hear that? It sounded way closer this time. Definitely. Let's get out of here. It's not worth staying here just to win favor with the hunters. Follow me. As you turn around, a colossal creature about the size of a car plummets from the stone arch above. Holy shit, that is big. Grim? Another werewolf as big as the first one appears on the other side of the courtyard, blocking the only two possible exits. Fuck! Well, looks like the rumors were true after all. Can you understand my words? We mean you no harm. We can leave as quietly as we arrived. The creature looks at you menacingly, growling and arching its back. So you're nothing but mindless animals? Fine. Let's see who's faster, you monsters. I need to find a way to defend myself while ensuring Luna's safety. She's my priority, even if it means... Wait! Huh? Don't attack them. What? Why not? They won't harm us if we don't provoke them. What? How are you so sure? Trust me. I've seen enough National Geographic documentaries to know that's not a friendly stance, Luna. Please, don't attack them. And don't speak. You have to trust me. Okay, I trust you. I hope we don't regret this. The werewolf in front of Luna takes a small step, preparing to attack. Looking at the other werewolf. I guess everything's fine, Joe. Alright, Ben, let's go on. Dude, she's not reacting. What in the... Why is she not reacting? You asking me? No, I'm asking the mushroom behind you. Of course I'm asking you, dumb shit. What are we supposed to do now? I don't know. Usually everyone's run away by this point. What did the guard orientation handbook say? Not sure, I haven't finished reading it yet. Dude, don't give me that look. You know how much Fangren likes to over-explain everything. That thing is like 100 pages. He literally weaves in a childhood story that spans 3 chapters just to explain night shifts. Yeah, the one about the rice fields, right? Hi! What the hell? She can speak? Of course she can speak, nitwit. She's a human. Humans can talk. Oh yeah, that makes sense. And didn't you hear them chatting just a minute ago? I didn't, no. Still got my ears clogged from our last swim. Again? That's why I always tell you to bring earplugs, dude. Alright, Mom. I'll grab my jacket next time, too. The two creatures step back a few paces, assuming a relaxed stance before you and Luna. Well, this is awkward. Hello. My name's Duke, and my buddy here is Burpee.
I'm Luna. Nice to meet you guys. Yeah, I'm Grim. I have to admit, when I saw you, I wasn't expecting you to be so rational. And we didn't expect you to do nothing, like, at all. Everyone usually just runs away. Why didn't you? I had a hunch when I saw Duke cautiously walking to avoid stepping on that flower over there. A flower? That one. He passed right over it, but he carefully steps aside not to crush it. No mindless wild animal would care about a simple flower. Oh, she's clever. Yeah, and you're dumb. Why do you care about a shitty flower? Man, it just sprouted. But why? Do they taste good? No. It's about its beauty. Oh. Yeah, I forgot you're a weirdo. Shut up. I think those flowers are beautiful. See, the pretty girl understands. We mean you no harm, we promise you that. We're not here to cause trouble. That's good. I don't enjoy tearing apart pretty things. And you're pretty. I like your eyes. Oh, thank you so much. That's very sweet of you guys. And you both have very cute ears. She said she likes our ears. She's so cute, isn't she? She's adorable. Should we take her to Fangren? We should. I want to ask Betty if we can keep her. Just be sure to keep her away from Tissel. I like this girl's smell as it is. I still can't believe he was sprayed by that skunk. You guys are such wimps. Let the Alpha deal with it. He's been smelling like shit for 4 days straight. Had to be fucking Tiss. Sorry about that. Yeah, we'd be happy to accompany you to meet our leader. He's been itching for a chat with someone from outside the pack. Things have been complicated lately. What do you think? We should go for it. They seem friendly. Yeah, they do seem pretty funny, not gonna lie. And well, your hunch was definitely right before, so I'll follow your lead. Let's not take too long, though. We're supposed to meet Penny back in Hollowbrook in 40 minutes. How long would the visit take? No more than 15 minutes. Just a quick stop. It won't... Dude, the face he made. Sorry, I remember Tissel's incident again. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back on track. It won't eat up too much of your time, promise. Seems like they're genuinely good fellas after all. At worst, I could activate my powers and take Luna to a safe place before they even realize what was happening. Alright, let's meet him. But we have to be back in Hollywood within... Hollywood. Not Hollywood, guys. But we have to be back in Hollowbrook within 30 minutes. Cool. Follow us, then. Right behind you. Let's see what this leader can tell us. Alright, guys, and this is where we're gonna end it for now. But we'll continue the funny hijinks in this server, or the horror stuff. I don't know if we're gonna do the vampires or what's gonna happen, but... we'll continue the horror server until the horror server's done, and then we'll replace it with another AVN until November, when Eternum rightfully comes back when it's supposed to. Alright guys, so I'm out, but we're not done yet. I still got two whole VNs to bring you, and it's still early in the night. So we've got Angel's Tear coming at ya next.